الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ولنا محمد عبده ورسوله. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أينما تكون يدركوا الموت ولو كنتم في بروش مشيدة. صدق الله العظيم. Respected Ulama Ikram, my dear brothers, we have to thank Allah Ta'ala for His numerous blessings upon us. And there is no doubt the greatest blessing Allah Ta'ala has blessed us is with ni'mat of Iman. That is why in one ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala has commanded us. First and foremost, ittaqullah wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa means that whatever Allah wants me to do, I will do. And whatever Allah Ta'ala wants me to stay away from, I will stay away from. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And ensure yourself that you die with Iman. It means that Iman cannot be taken for granted. If we take Iman for granted, then of course we are in great danger. In one hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, يُسْبِهُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِهُ كَافِرًا. In the morning a person will be like a mu'min. After a little while it changes. Very quickly the condition of people will change. That is why this Iman has to be maintained and effort has been made for this Iman. And this Iman is so important that our everlasting life in the hereafter depends upon this Iman. And success in this dunya also depends on Iman. In fact, the first question will be posed in the Qabr is Mar Rabbuk. What is your Aqidah and belief regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And our Aqidah of belief Allah ta'ala is one and correct that only Allah ta'ala controls everything. Allah alone, without the help of anyone, controls everything in the entire creation. No leaf can even move without the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do not have that aqidah and believe, then there is a great of danger of our Iman not being correct. So that is why in the ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. In another ayat of the Quran Kareem, which we read daily in Surah Fatiha, we have been commanded, who are the people of Iman, where we ask, اِهْدِنَا السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Daily we ask Allah Ta'ala for Hidayat. And what is Hidayat? Hidayat is a nur from Allah Ta'ala's side where the recognition of wrong and right comes. In these difficult days, so many people ask us, and so many questions are asked, that as it is, there is so much difference of opinion in everything. Who should we follow? What should we do? The answer is very, very easy. In every matter, there is a difference of opinion. In a medical matter, then we make an investigation, we go to the best possible doctor. Here the Quran Kareem has guided us that ask for Hidayat, and there will be many people, what you call, claiming to be Hidayat, giving the laws of Hidayat, giving the direction to Hidayat. In the Surah Fatiha, Allah Ta'ala says, اِهْدِنَا السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ سِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ عَمْتَ عَلِيهِمْ. Where we are commanded by Allah Ta'ala, then ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to give us the guidance of whom Allah Ta'ala is favored. And the other ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَدَمُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَى وَالصَّالِحِينَ. In other words, if the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are there, we have to follow the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, follow the ways of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why it is very, very necessary to study the seerah of beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And in the absence of a Nabi, of course no Nabi is to come. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam has left this world, no Nabi is to come. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come, but he will come as the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then the talimat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And where will we get the talimat from? Siddiqeen, shuhada and salihin. And who are the siddiqeen, shuhada and salihin? Those reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further Allah says, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَدَّالِينَ. The normal translation of مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ is made the Jews. But many mufassirin say maghdubi alayhim are those groups of people who claim to have Iman but out of the fold of Islam. Like those who claim that there is a Nabi to come to Rasulullah from the Qadianis, etc. There is another group who claims that Imamat is there. And they confirm the Imamam that he can abrogate any law of Shariat, bring new of Shariat. That is also, in reality, that person has not believed in the finality of Nubuwwat of Rasulullah and rejected the finality of Nubuwwat of Rasulullah. And Dalin are those groups where ulama feel that within The fool of Islam, but they have gone Lord astray. They have gone astray. So, Maghdubi Alim ul Dalim does not only refer to the Jews and Christians, like the older Mufassirin used to say. Many Mufassirin said even applies to people in these times. Maghdubi Alim, groups who claim to be Muslims but out of the fold of Islam. And ul Dalim are those people within the fold of Islam, but they have gone astray and left the talimat of Nabi Alim Salatu Wasalam, Siddiqin, Shuhada, and Salihin. And Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullah Alayhi has written Fazal Sadqat. In terms like this, what should we do? Then you see that ulama akhirat will remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah is writing, he has taken a note there, but what are the signs of the ulama who remind us of akhirat? So under all conditions, our deen is to come to the view of Qiyamah. And in all conditions, we have been reminded what to do. The path is very, very straight. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. There is no diversion from that. And in a very clear terms of Shariat, if we will become the servants of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will make the makhluk our servants. And if we become the servants of mankind, then Allah Ta'ala will put onto us a azab where we will become slums of mankind. In these days, it is so sad that all our ibadat also, we are getting direction from those people who do not know how to make wuzu, who have no sense of iman, and we are taking a direction from them as far as our ibadat is concerned. The only reason is this, that we have left the true slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the true slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in our life, then inshallah al-Aziz, this ummah itself will make the decision, and this ummah will release her. So in these conditions we are going through, my dear brothers, there is only one solution for it. The solution is istighfar and tawbah, and to maintain our iman. You will turn to Allah ta'ala in any conditions, Allah ta'ala will forgive us. Allah ta'ala will give us the tawfiq to recognize what is right and wrong. And our main effort, our job is this, that we should, our ta'alluq and relationship to Allah Ta'ala should be very, very clear. Our aqidah regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each and every one of us reflect upon himself, where did we leave the day of deen, where we have neglected the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these conditions come upon us. To change the conditions is not in our hands, but what is in our hands is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Conditions will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the ulama have written, when conditions come and we will try and change the condition from our side and wait for the conditions to come or subjugate ourselves to the conditions, if the conditions will go bad to worse. At that time, we have to see what our taluk with Allah is, because the conditions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on the amals and actions of mankind. That is why our taluk with Allah ta'ala is called to him. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says in one hadith, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا تَرُونَ مُنْكَرًا مَعْرُوفًا وَمُنْكَرًا مَعْرُوفًا. What will be your condition when you regard wrong as right and right as wrong? The Sahaba said, can that ever happen? Nabi alayhi salam said, a worse it will happen. تَعْمُرُونَ مُنْكَرًا وَتَعْمُرُونَ الْمَعْرُوفً. You will command what is wrong and you will forbid what is right. When these conditions come, when the ummah teaches these conditions, then Allah Ta'ala will set the enemies of the ummah upon the enemy, upon the ummah. And the enemies of the ummah will dictate to the ummah what to do. And we can see in the condition in the world, what the condition in the world are. Everything is going high-wise. Everything is going up. So the right is regarded as wrong and wrong is regarded right. The definition of right and wrong has gone out from our lives. And that is because we have based our beliefs and we have based our conditions on the conditions of the world and we have taken a dictation from them. If we do it on the basis of an akhirat, Allah Ta'ala will change our conditions. To the extent, for instance, a small example we see in these times, when the Hagia Sophia was reconverted to a masjid, and we should know the history that originally it was a church when Sultan Muhammad Fatih Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he conquered Istanbul, at that end, there was a glad tiding of Rasulullah Sassam. This particular place was bought by him, and even the proof of this particular transaction is still present there. And then it was made in the masjid. So it was bought from the Christians, made in the masjid. When, of course, Ataturk came to power and he wanted to destroy Islam completely, then he converted this particular masjid into a museum. All that was done, that this masjid now was restored in its original state, and how the world got up in different ways and made a noise, and even Muslim people within our country made a noise as far as that is concerned. That is completely illegal, completely unacceptable. And this yesterday, a masjid, the Babri Masjid in India, the court passed a ruling regarding the Babri Masjid that there is no proof that there was idol worship here. But for the sake of reconciliation, when you say reconciliation nowadays, a very common word, maqasid al-deen, we understand maqasid better than what the great fuqaha understood, what the objective of Shariat is. For that reason, for the sake of reconciliation, we will say that now the masjid won't be built here, it will be left, and now yesterday, of course, the foundation was put for a mandir again. But no one in the world is making a noise. That is a masjid, masjid in the day of Qiyamah. No roof, no proof whatsoever that this was a mandir at any particular time. And now when the foundation was put yesterday, nobody in the world made any noise. So that is the condition of the world. Tarona munkaran, marufan, marufan, munkaran. When something wrong is done, people will stay completely quiet, will be acceptable. And something right is done, like the Ayah Sophia, recon the masjid, then the whole world makes a noise. There's a great zulm that has taken place. I'm not talking about non-Muslims, I'm talking about Muslims themselves. That is when the recognition of right and wrong will go. In these particular times, my dear brothers, it is very, very important for us to maintain our iman. The conditions we are going through throughout the world, from the beginning till the top to the bottom, the whole fabric of deen has been broken completely. If we look at first and foremost our masjids, unfortunately, look at the conditions in our masjid today. They are completely empty. 20-30% musallis come to the masjid. People are doing the jummahs on their own. And that also, for how long it will last, Allah knows. After some time, that also will get left behind. How important is this to fill our masjid according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And that is why I plead, inshallah, when we come to the masjid, alhamdulillah, has brought us to the masjid. When we come, try and bring one person who used to come to the masjid first, can bring him back to the masjid. This laziness has come, where people are now very, very comfortable to read our salat in our houses. It is very, very dangerous. In fact, in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, La salata li jaril masjid illa fil masjid. When you stay near a masjid, your namaz will be accepted in the masjid. Of course, what conditions that the salat in the masjid is according to sunnah. There is a different matter. If there is social distance necessary, then many, many great fuqaha have given, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khan, for many ulama have done, in that condition, it is better for you to read your salat at home, unless you are allowed to read your namaz according to sunnah. Because the hadith is very, very clear, that a gap, when it's left in between, unintentionally shaitan comes in between. So when there's a gap, big gap, intentionally left, we can imagine what will happen. So that is why the ulama feel that that salat that is there, many great fuqaha feel that is not according to sunnah. So that is an excuse where a person can read his salat at home. But then the effort should be made that this be removed and we all get back to the masjid. Coming back to the masjid is a great duty upon us. And coming back to the masjid will protect our iman. Slowly we'll stay away from the masjid. As far as our social life is concerned, the sila rahmi has been completely broken down. Father is not prepared to see son, son not prepared to see father. Out of fear that I'm going to get sick. Whereas sila rahmi is so important, that in one hadith, Nabi alayhi salam says, a hadith of Qudsi, where Allah Ta'ala has given the sila rahmi to make the rahmi, man wasalani wasalahu Allah. That will join his relationship, Allah will join him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet it will break his sila rahmi, Allah Ta'ala will break him from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is sick, iyadat is such an important to visit the sick, that among the six rites of a Muslim is this, when he gets sick, we should visit him. Now with all those laws that are there, a person is not even prepared to see his father, and somebody wants to see his father, he can't go and visit his father. Among the rites of a Muslim is this, when he dies, we should attend his janaza. Our janazas we can't attend anymore. And sometimes the government has so much, only wants so much, and we from ourselves make so much, far more stricter than what the government regulations are. But we should try and change the government regulations too. There can't be any command of Shariat which is bad for us. Every command of Shariat, there is great good for us. When we will neglect any command of Shariat, that is when the evil come. It is not possible, my dear brothers, that what you call our disease can spare from a masjid. Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib, Madras Zillo, puts it very, very beautifully. The dua when we enter masjid, Allah maftahli abwaba rahmatik. Not door of your mercy, ya Allah, doors of your mercy. The door, not one door, thousands of doors, mercy according to Allah Ta'ala. How can the place of Allah's mercy, where Allah's mercy come down, be a place of spreading the diseases? One non-Muslim lady, working for many people, for many, many years, 30, 40 years. Now she's like part of the family, and they told her, you don't go out whatsoever. But Sunday she flipped away somewhere. They knew she was just going. When they came back, then the children, how could you go? You are over 60, 70, you get sick. Then she made it very, very clear that my church, you can't get sick. The sickness you will pick up when you go to the bazaars. In my church, you can't get sick. That is a firm conviction of a non-Muslim lady belong to one of the Christian churches that you can't get sick in my church. All the sicknesses you pick up in a bazaar and that. And in reality, taqdeer is such an important aspect of a person's iman that in one hadith, Nabi alayhi salam says that if man and jinn get together and they wish to do harm to you, Allah yanfa'uka bishayin, lam yanfa'uka bishayin illa ma kattaba Allah. They cannot do any benefit to you but acceptable as well. And if law istimal awwalum wa akhirahum, and if the former and latter get together, men and jinn, Allah ayyal yadurruka bishayin, they want to do some harm to you, then lam yadurruka bishayin illa kattaba Allah alayk. They cannot do any harm except Allah has his stand for you. And the sahabi says, I went to four sahabis, and same gave me some action, same what you got advice. And they say that you die without this, you are dying without iman. I'm not saying that, that's in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nafa and nuksan, harm and benefit comes only from Allah ta'ala's side. What Allah ta'ala has commanded to stay away, we must stay away from that. Wazaru zahir al-ismi wa batina, every sort of guna we should stay from. That is what will take the wrath of Allah ta'ala. That is what will take for us diseases, social diseases, outer diseases, inner diseases, diseases of the heart. All these diseases will come from that. And sometimes diseases come, these are tests from Allah's side. This dunya is a test. When conditions come, Allah sees how does man react. When we will, in the conditions also, we will turn towards Allah Ta'ala, it will bring us closer to Allah Ta'ala. That is the object of mankind. And these diseases and conditions are sent from Allah Ta'ala's side to see how my banda reacts. Whether he entangles himself in the conditions and looks for a solution according to the dunya, or he looks for a solution in deen. That is why, my dear brothers, when these conditions come, we should turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make istighfar and tawbah. The conditions came no more. In one of the epidemics that came, more than 40,000 tabi'in sahaba passed away. So that will come. It's nothing new in deen. At this stage too, in our country, every 1.5 minute, a person is dying of TB. 1.5 minute, one person is dying of TB. But it's nowhere mentioned in any of the media. So it shows there's a much bigger plan. And in these conditions, we must study what the condition of Dajjal will be. When Dajjal will come, how people will follow him, how people will flock towards him. And it seems very, very clear that what is happening in the moment is a far bigger plan, that only one thing is being promoted. Even you die from other cause, now it's being made quite evident that it's got to be COVID-related, because there are big implications as far as that is concerned. Whether a person's left this world, what does it matter? Whether it's COVID, whether it's TB, whether it's AIDS, whether it's natural death, what does it matter? But now that effort is being throughout the world, it seems the new world order is coming to force, and there's only one way that can save us, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to protect our iman, our ulama have done, don't take your iman for granted. There are a few very basic amals we will do, inshallah Allah ta'ala will guard us in iman. One amal is this, that constantly make miswak after every salat, after wuzu. In hadith it has been related, a person who's constant with his miswak, inshallah, that person will be blessed with death, with iman, with kalima. Salat with jamaat for the main folk. It comes in hadith, if we read constant with jamaat, with salat with jamaat, and make istighfar and tawbah, then inshallah, at the time of death to the malaika will remind us to read our kalima. Dua, that is more effective than dua. In fact, one hadith says, la yurdu qazal ya dua. In taqdeer also, if something, then dua will benefit us, that whatever should happen, will happen, but because of dua, the musibah and difficulty will seem as if it did not come at all. That is the barakah of dua. And particularly the dua, the ulama recommend, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana, oh Allah, do not turn my heart. After you give me hidayat, do not let me go on dalala to be misled. Inna qadil wahab, you are the one who gives. So that is why daily make this dua. We can make this Arabic, alhamdulillah, and whatever we can. And Allah Ta'ala, give me the recognition of regarding the right is right and the wrong is wrong. And grant me the tawfiq of following the right and staying away from wrong. Another very important easy thing we should do is comes in a hadith that after every salat, if we read 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. It comes in a hadith, a person will be constant on this after all his 5 salat. Inshallah, that person will die with iman. So 5 times, it takes 1.5 minutes, 2 minutes after every salat. Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, here at home too, and even the ladies at home. Another very important hadith comes that a person reads Ayatul Kursi after every salat. I mean, all the 5 salat that we have, Ayatul Kursi. Then only death will buy him from Jannah. That means that person will die with iman. So these are 4 or 5 small amals which is of great benefit from the dunyavi point of view, and it, inshallah, it will protect our iman too. And also very, very important, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah said that from this particular, Ya Lazim Ittaqullah wa kunu ma sadiqeen, that Ittaqullah wa kunu, Ittaqullah means iman in reality, wa kunu ma sadiqeen, try and sit in the company of pious people. Pious people are those who remind you of Allah Ta'ala and Akhirat. And if you don't have pious people of that nature in your vicinity, then read the kitab of pious people. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah written that that person who reads my kitabs is like will be sitting in my company. Very, very important. This is just read one incident and inshallah in the talk. That there was one person that how reading a kitab of a certain person has an effect on the iman of a person. There was one alim who was very well known, but he was very free in his thinking and he was misled. There was a very, very great buzruk in Madina Munawwara, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghaffar Abbasi Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he was a sheikh of Hazrat Hafiz Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah, was in Johannesburg. We know that what a great person he was, that he made khidmat of the Quran in this country when there were no hufazes around. In fact, he used to go around how people used to make chanda for money. He used to make chanda for the ulama, can please send your children to our madrasa. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Rafiq Sahib, many of the senior ulama of the country are his shagirds. They made him hafiz, he made him alim. He was his sheikh. And there are very, very beautiful incidents he related of his sheikh, of his taluk with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was another person from Pakistan, Maulana Abdullah Khan Nozimuddin Lagari Sahib, who was in Karachi, very close to the Binduri Rahmatullah towards the end of his life. He related this incident to me himself. He was very, very affected by this great alim, very beautiful books also he written. So he said that he had written one very excellent kitab on a certain subject, and he knew that Maulana Abdul Ghafur Abbasi Rahmatullah Ali did not have a high regard for this particular person. So he came to Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghafur Abbasi, he said, I want to read a paragraph from a certain kitab to you, few lines here, few lines there. And he said, when he will listen to it, he will say, what beautiful writing this is. And then he will tell me who wrote it, and I will tell him the same person that you tell us to stay away from. So he said, I just read the khutbah. Nothing, I didn't read even start with the kitab, the few pages I want to read. Just the khutbah. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghafur Abbasi Rahmatullah said, boy, please close this kitab, there's nothing but darkness coming from it. The khutbah was Nahmudu, Nasuli, whatever, but Durud Sharif, praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the effect of the writer was this, that he wrote the khutbah, beautiful words of Rasulullah SAW, but instead of nur spreading in there, darkness was spreading from it. That is where Allama Rum Rahmatullah says in one of his poems, he says that stay away from those people who destroy the iman with the talks. And what is the talks? The talks are beautiful, but it's not the words that penetrate, it's the hearts that penetrates. So Allah grant us tawfiq also, my dear brothers, to see from who we take our deen, to take the correct deen, and these conditions that are there, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala can change the conditions. Halat come from him, disease also come from him, sickness also come from him, sihat also come from him. We have to turn towards him. And in these conditions, do not do anything which keeps away from. Remember, there is no commandment of Shariat which will bring any ill to person in this dunya and the akhirat. Allah grant the tawfiq of totally bring the ways of Rasulullah SAW into our lives, total Shariat into our lives, and have this firm commitment to save our iman too, and the firm commitment under all conditions. We will see what hukum we have to complete, and we will not temper with Shariat or what is wrong making right and what is right making wrong. He will try and make condition the halat and change the halat according to what is being told to us. My dear brothers, tomorrow our iman also can leave us, and there is danger we can die without iman. Slowly, slowly we will be swept away from deen. Shaitan will penetrate into us, and shaitan is a mean of weakening our iman and creating differences. We have seen how much difference has come in. The effect is that when shaitan comes in, only enmity will come amongst us, fighting will come among us, and unnecessary arguments will enter us. Allah grant us tawfiq of regarding the right is right, the wrong is wrong, and following the Shariat in all conditions, totally inshallah, totally will follow the Shariat. Allah Ta'ala will change the conditions, and whatever plans the people have of the world, Allah will make them plans will fail if we have the help of Allah with us, and we become the slave of these plans, then of course we will become servants of mankind, and of course it will prepare the stage for the Dajjal to come and easily take men in whichever direction he wishes. Allah grant us the tawfiq of protecting our iman too. The progeny, our progeny, the day of Qiyamah, we should see our main duty is this, that they also live with this iman, and they also die with this iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.